They called it the Campaign for Common Sense Discipline, and the goal was to put an end to punitive policies that made kids miss class due to infractions like chewing gum or violating dress code. Quentin Anderson, just 28 years old himself, directed the lobbying effort, and every time I heard him speak to lawmakers, he told the same personal story. Here he is testifying before state representatives on the Education Policy Committee.
My junior high school had a very set protocol for disciplinary referrals. At 3, you got an out-of-school suspension. At 5, you got an expulsion. In 8th grade, I set my junior high school single-year record at 54, and I was not expelled. And the reason for that was that I had an assistant principal who pulled me aside and told me that I was too smart for the dumb things that I was doing. He said that he wasn't going to let my behavior at age 13 affect what I was going to do at 23, 33, and 43. Every time that I would get those disciplinary referrals, he would pull me into his office, and he'd make sure that my teachers forwarded my homework to his office, and I would do my schoolwork in his office. And because of that, he didn't allow my immaturity to affect who I became as an adult. And now I have a college degree, a law degree, and I'm sitting here before you to advocate on behalf of legislation that is that champion, is that assistant principal who was there for me. All these young people, they don't always have that. What this legislation does is it seeks to give those young people that additional champion.
Testifying in his suit with his speech down pat, Anderson was like the poster boy for what a problem child could grow up to be. In fact, his story was so compelling that I couldn't help wondering if it might not be just a little too good to be true, especially when I asked him to tell me the name of that assistant principal who saved him, and he couldn't. But with the help of social media, I tracked down Kevin Hampton, the former assistant principal at Callis Junior High in Puyallup, Washington, where Quentin Anderson attended 8th grade. Hampton is now principal at another school, so I started out just asking him to describe his personal philosophy on suspensions and expulsions.
My personal philosophy is that's the last thing you do unless you don't have choices. And when choices are taken away from both of you due to the extreme nature of what happened, other than extreme nature and safety, we do have choices. And if we can change behavior within those choices, and students can walk away learning from their mistakes, I feel like we've made it a win-win.
When I told him I was calling about a kid he had saved from expulsion more than a decade ago by letting him do classwork in his office, that really didn't narrow it down enough for Principal Hampton.
I've dealt with thousands of kids, and I do have an approach that I believe is effective, but it's not really ringing a bell to me.
So his name is Quentin Anderson.
Quentin Anderson, really, really liked him. He drove me crazy. I'm not gonna lie. He drove me crazy. At the time, he wasn't a bad person. He just was going through some tough times, which led to really poor choices.
Later on, I asked Anderson if he had a theory on why Mr. Hampton tolerated his shenanigans.
You know, despite all of my misbehavior, nobody thought I was dumb. People there knew I was smart.
But Mr. Hampton didn't mention Quentin Anderson's brain. Hampton said he just knew Anderson had a good heart.
Quentin went through some really difficult phases, but you know what? If you can look past their choices and look into their heart, I really believe that there's a big difference between, you know, who a person is versus the choice they make. You have to pay for this choice, but are you really a bad person? No, let's rethink this. That's how you change behavior.
You change Quentin. And then Quentin changed the law.
That's amazing. And I'm speechless. I don't know what to say except for the fact that that motivates me even more.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.